This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan, plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Polar Pod, the most affordable cold plunge pod on the market. Save 10% off with code MMA. Nectar Sleep, the most comfortable bed possible. Save 33% off and get free shipping with code MMA Nuts. Hotel Collection, bring luxury hotel scenting home. Save 45% off with code MMA45. Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMA Nuts to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 627.
627!
My name is Ingo Weigold.
I'm like losing my voice. Matt Griffith, MMA Show, by MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What are you drinking? Chocolate flavored? Yoo-hoo!
I wish. That sounds amazing. No, this is like a sparkling water, pineapple flavor.
There you go.
I thought I was grabbing a Zevia. And by the way, I do have the new cans all of a sudden, as of like a week ago. They are very weird. You're right.
It's trippy, right? Like, you're throwing my whole chi off. Like, I had I had a nice setup in my fridge, and now it's so off-putting because I think it's lemon lime and root beer, and there might be one other flavor that's the new design. Everything else is still old, so it's probably just the Amazon warehouse selling all the old shit off before you get to the newer, you know.
Yep, very strange, but whatever.
Yep.
Stop Bears.
True that. Bears.
I think this is the year, Matt. We're going to beat the Packers. It's going to
happen. Fuck yeah. This first the game of the season, too, right?
Yeah, yep. Happening this weekend, so...
Oh, it's insane. Can't believe it. There's so much hype. Like, we're going through having the first draft pick overall, trading it, like, who are they going to draft, all that shit. Going to win the Super Bowl. Or at least Justin Fields MVP.
I know. Put the money on it.
Put the money.
It's an afternoon game, like 3 or 4 o'clock. The That's Bears.
Mm-hmm. What the, I always watch it on tape delay, and all you guys keep tweeting or texting like, oh my god, did you see that? I'm like, I can't fucking read your tweets, because I like to skip through all the, like, every play. I'm like, no commercial.
Mm-hmm,
so we'll see. And then the Blackhawks should be starting preseason, I don't know, sometime soon.
Yeah,
the next 2 months, I think that starts up real hockey too.
Good to see our number one draft pick do some damage.
Yeah, they sold a fuck ton of tickets.
They sure did.
All right, we'll see what happens. I will say the Bears, what's the over-under on wins for them this year? I'm going to say it's got to be...
Nine?
Yeah.
I would say nine.
Nine is the over-under. I think
yeah.
I'm going to go with 10. I'm going to go out on a limb and say they're going to get 10 wins, which isn't unreasonable, because last year would they have 3? And then I think they lost 7 games by a score or less. They're in there.
They are in there. I mean, it just all depends on what we're looking at as far as, you know, schedule-wise.
I thought they had a pretty weak schedule, too. So
it seemed,
I think everything's lining up. Speaking of lining up, let's talk some UFC. There's...
Hey!
Ho!
God versus Spivak.
Yeah.
Blah, blah.
You heard him.
Yeah.
I want to say, what a fucking annoying crowd over there.
Yeah.
Because they're singing so loud. I can't hear the fight. I can't hear the commentators. I can barely hear the fucking corners. You know what? If you're in the crowd, shut the fuck up. But I will give them credit, because I don't recall hearing many woo, woo, woo. It's just loud, loud fucking singing. So what were your thoughts on Gon beating this other kid like a bald-headed stepchild?
Well, I mean, Gon looked good. I thought, you know, he was moving around a lot in the first round. I think he had like some jabs going, some leg kicks. I think he even stuffed some takedowns.
Yeah, he did a lot of body work.
He did in the first round, you know, and it looked very athletic. And second round, same thing, a lot of leg kicks. Spivak never could get like the wrestling going, you know. Gon just wasn't having it. As he was trying to wrestle, he was just getting picked apart, you know. So I agree, body work. And then he finished him. Gon did.
Yeah, he did.
Some hooks thrown in there. And then was it a knee? I think that got him, right? Knee. And then,
I'll tell you what, though, it was a one-sided affair, though.
It was not close. No,
it wasn't competitive at all.
It was not competitive, and you know, good for Gon.
Yeah, and for his efforts, I think his house got robbed, burglarized while he was fighting. Lost like a $100,000+ worth of shit.
Yep,
which is wild.
Hey, but... where does he live? I don't even know. Does he live in Paris?
Yeah,
he does. Okay, fucked up. I mean, you kind of know he's busy, right?
Exactly. But do you really want that heat? Like, you're in there, you're like, oh shit.
Yeah,
I don't know if I want this kind of heat. Because what if he comes home? But I know he whoever did it probably knows. Like you're saying, he's fighting, and probably a safe bet. But
yep,
I don't know. That's a lot of heat. It's a lot of heat.
It is. It's too bad. I'm sure he'll get the money back or whatever he lost.
Yeah, just you always hope like people didn't steal shit that's irreplaceable, you know. Mm-hmm. There's some things that may not have a lot of value to someone, but to him, a lot of value.
Correct.
Or they have a lot of value and they have more value to him. But you know what I'm saying. So anyway, he gets the win. And again, he's kind of going to have to wait for John Jones because he's not going to fight him again. So I don't know what to do.
I mean, weren't they talking about Aspinall called him out, right?
Yeah, I think that's what they were talking about. Maybe making that fight probably makes the most sense.
I mean, it all depends what he wants to do, if he wants to wait John Jones or not, you know, so. We'll have to see. Does he want to get busy or not busy? It didn't look like he took very much damage in this fight, obviously.
No, not so much.
Ready to go.
From looking at the other guy being so ugly, I think he took some eye damage, but you know, that's neither here nor there.
Yes.
And then we'll move to Rose Namajunas versus Manon Feroz.
Yeah, can I just go ahead?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I show you the injury that Rose sustained in the fight? So apparently she fucked up her hand pretty good in the first round. Here's a picture. Which one is not like the other?
Yeah, that looks totally fine.
It looks about like right here.
It looks like a couple breaks in there.
Yeah, that one and that. So, you know, and too bad for
then
Rose.
That happened relatively early in the first round.
It did.
But she didn't look correct. I mean, that was a significant injury to her because she pretty much switched to southpaw after that, and then you know your right hand's kind of done, but she should have done what Uriah Faber did. Remember in one fight he broke his hand and then he broke his other hand. He's like, I'm just throwing elbows now. Like, I didn't see her throw any fucking elbows, and it did look like the size was a disadvantage for her moving up. So, and then also I heard that I thought it was weird that Trevor Whitman wasn't in the corner. And I guess she didn't even fucking train with him for this camp. And she made some kind of weird post. It's kind of cryptic in what she was saying, but something along the lines of that Whitman was working with Gaethje because he was doing the BMF fight and she didn't want to get involved or be training or taking him away from that. So kind of just was Pat and whoever else was in the corner. So kind of weird. Would she have different results? Maybe, but I mean, that injury happened, and then there was also that weird headbutt, I think, in the second round where Manon took a huge gash on the side. Luckily, it was the side of her head, and it just poured blood down. Like, that looked fucking cool, though.
Looked nasty. It was, yeah, it was pretty cool. I mean, how did you score it? Did you score it?
I mean, 2-1.
Yeah.
It, possibly 3-0, but 2-1 for sure. I mean, it was a unanimous decision for Manon.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, fuck. That's tough because Rose, again, so now she's on 2 losses and she's so heady. Like, she's got a. I just don't think she's got the mental game down. And I think that's a big portion of the fight game. Like, if you're not mentally there. And I don't know if that all stems back to her being on the bus when Conor McGregor is throwing the fucking dolly at the bus and she was on there. And I think that fucking kind of
traumatized.
She's traumatized, man. Yeah. She's shook, as they say. So you get two, like, she had that weird fight with Carla Esparza, where she just game planned herself into a loss.
Yep.
Lost the title and then tries to move up in weight, which I don't think 25 is good for her. I think she's better at 15. So
big question mark about what's going to happen to her next.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if she, if I was her coach, I said, go back to 115 and fucking get your shit together and see, like, it's almost like she needs like a sports coach. Someone who, I forgot who that guy was. There was some guy that Rogan was always bragging about that would kind of like work with you as a fighter to get your head right.
Oh, like a sports psychologist?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Something like that. But there's a guy out there. I feel like she needs that if she's not seeing one already. She might need 5.
Maybe.
I don't know. Multiple. So, and as we're speaking of that, we should probably talk about our first sponsor.
Hey, brought to you by BetterHelp. BetterHelp, BetterHelp.
The show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Yes, the show is sponsored by BetterHelp. do you ever find that you're just trying to fall asleep and you can't? Or, you know, sometimes life is hard and your brain is just constantly going. Do you have racing thoughts right before you fall asleep? Or sometimes, you know, I don't know what happens to me. Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night. I'm just up. My mind is racing, right? And a good thing you can do is, you know, you can talk about that. And during my day job, I'm also a therapist. So, you know, I advocate for this thing. Big fan of therapy. I think there can be a lot of good things that can happen with that. And whether you have or haven't been in therapy, you know, it's a good opportunity with a place like BetterHelp to explore that, you know, from the comforts of your own domicile.
That's right. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. So you get a break from your thoughts with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/MMANuts today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/MMANuts.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. Right
back to the show.
Back to the show.
There's a UFC happening this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Adesanya versus Sean Strickland. I can't remember. Did we talk about this fight last time or no?
No, I think we just, in general, I think we looked at the poster maybe for it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Adesanya, Strickland, and Tuivasa, Volkov. So, you know, the first fight, the odds are a little wild. -600. Adesanya is a big favorite. Tuivasa is an underdog. That's kind of interesting. And then it kind of goes downhill.
It does.
You're just kind of going, huh? You're just kind of scrolling. So it's like two fights. Who do you like in the main event? Adesanya, Strickland.
I was thinking about this a couple days ago and remembering that when Strickland fought Perhea, you know, he's a pretty decent grappler and he didn't grapple in that fight. So I think I'm expecting him to come out and grapple. And from what I hear is Adesanya has been working on his submission game, you know, and he's looking to kind of put a notch on his belt by submitting somebody. So I think because sometimes when one guy's, because Adesanya is obviously a fantastic striker, when you take away that game, because I think Strickland isn't going to want to play there, I think there's an opportunity for Adesanya to perhaps get that notch on his belt. I don't see Strickland winning this fight. I'm going to go ahead and pick Adesanya by submission probably, or knockout in the second round. One of the two. Maybe there's a stun kind of thing, and then he goes in and gets the submission just because that's what he wants, or, you know, something like that. But I don't see how Strickland has it. Where does he win this fight? I don't see it happening.
The only way I could see him winning is if he can get Adesanya so emotional by the shit he says pre-fight, and I haven't heard enough shit talk yet, because I was figuring he could shit talk him nonsensically to get him super amped up, so then he makes mistakes being coming in a fight overly aggressive, because Strickland is gonna have to brawl him and just close, keep it, I would say, stay in boxing range, so you're not letting him like kick off on you and then make it a war of attrition. Strickland's got decent cardio, so he could potentially, I don't know if he can out cardio Adesanya, that's tough, but if you have a super aggressive Adesanya in a Strickland that is fighting smart in boxing range, potentially could win. I think we're due for a crazy upset. I don't know if this is the one. I kind of want to pick Strickland just because it would cause chaos in the UFC, but
it would. Man, that would be, that's a, I feel like,
but I mean, this one's in his hometown too. I mean, it's Australia. Mm-hmm. So I think it's, I think it's a win for Adesanya, but I will say, well, I'd be surprised if Strickland pulls up an upset. And then again, the Tuivasa and Volkov. I like Tuivasa all day. I know Volkov's a little more technical. Tuivasa's like going to fucking just swing, but he's going to knock you out and fucking do a shoey. Drink his beer out of his shoe, and someone's going to hock a big loogie in it. And I don't know what the fuck that's about. Why do they do this? Makes me want to throw up. Like, here, random guy, give me your shoe and fucking spit in it. Now pour a beer in it and I'm going to drink it.
It's like a handshake.
I think he just caught the HIV.
Well, these two guys have 38 knockouts finishes between the two of them. So my prediction is someone is getting KO'd.
My prediction is violence. Someone's getting violated.
And I mean, you've got the hometown, obviously, favorite.
Yeah, I like hometowns.
Yeah, so I agree. I don't see Tuivasa losing this thing in any capacity, but you know, I just think this will be the fight of the night. Out of all the fights on this card, these two are going to throw down. I'm predicting it to go about 2.5 minutes, maybe three. Well,
Tuivasa doesn't fight cautiously.
No,
he's like in that style of Mark Hunt where it's, and Justin Gaethje where it's finish or be finished. Like I'm fucking throwing, man.
Going down.
Throwing with bad intent, bad intentions. I love it. Love it.
Yep.
What else is happening as we get out of UFC 293?
Let's see what else is happening. So what else do we have? Chris Weidman. I just want to circle back to that from UFC 292. You know, he managed to avoid the knee injury, but he had a fractured leg after that fight. And in his left leg, got fractured with one of those kicks that happened. And I mean, I think there's some validity after reading that in what people are saying about him, like maybe thinking about not fighting moving forward. I mean, he's just getting shit kicked out of him. Like, not that he's losing necessarily, but his body is taking damage that is like long-term, not good for your health, you know? So I don't know.
Well, I would say maybe bump up the calcium, because you got some bitch ass bones in your body. They keep breaking.
Yes.
You got to toughen that shit up. He's deficient in something.
Mm-hmm. He is.
I was going to say something, but I'm going to not say something.
Don't say it. I know what you're thinking. Oh, boy. Let's get out of that one quick.
I'm trying. The gaze, Ingo.
Let me give you something different. I'll give you a different look and then you can go. Paul Felder.
Yes.
Healing recently. He's returning to the USADA testing pool.
Wow.
Talking about.
He's been out for a minute.
He has. But, you know, he says, I'm getting old. And he's being a little cryptic with his responses. He has no idea what's going to happen next, but he's back in the pool. That tells me that something's brewing, potentially. I don't know what it is, but something is brewing. Paul Felder versus Conor McGregor?
No. I don't know. Conor's never fighting again. I don't believe any of that bullshit.
No.
I don't know. Good for him. Someone needs a spinning elbow delivered to their fucking skull, and Felder's the kind of guy that'll give it to you, so it might work out good for him.
I think it will.
I saw someone posted the salaries. This is Jed Goodman posted the salaries for UFC 292.
Okay.
That up here. That was actually bigger before I clicked on it. So Sean O'Malley, 500,000. Aljamain Sterling, 500,000.
Not bad.
Zhang Weili, 520,000. What's up, boys?
He's making
She's
that
getting
paper.
Paid more than you.
Yeah.
There's a 250, 100K, 134. Ooh, Marlon Vera on 310. But that's 155 to show. God damn, that is crazy. Like, I'm going to make 155 to show and 155 win. That's insane. You should be on a set 310. Chris Weidman, 426. Not bad.
Not bad.
And a loss.
Was it worth the fractured leg? I don't know.
Fuck yeah. $500,000 almost? I'd take it. Because he said it wasn't that bad of a fracture. I think he can get back to training in like 4 weeks.
You should
versus,
do that.
Versus early. If it was like a MCL, any CL tear, that's like 6 months or longer.
Yeah.
So good on him.
Gracie.
Speaking of which, probably should talk about some sponsor action.
Yeah.
This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex, guys. I changed it. Remember the days when you were always ready to go? Always. Now you can increase your performance in the bedrooms and get that extra confidence in the beds. Listen up, bluechew.com.
And remember, you can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity arises. This is a very simple process. You go to bluechew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part, it's all done online. No visits to the doctor office, no awkward conversations at the pharmacy, and no waiting in line, of course, at that pharmacy. Blue Chew, 100% made in the USA.
USA! America! No.
Yeah.
Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at bluechew.com. Chew it and do it. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. You can try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code NUTS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's bluechew.com, promo code NUTS to receive your first month free. Visit bluechew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Yes, we do.
This episode is sponsored by Ridge Wallet. Ridge Wallet offers a smart wallet solution so you never have to lose your wallet again. As we were talking pre-show about people losing stuff and putting smart tags on stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So the AirTag attachment simply attaches to your wallet to securely store your hard-earned cash. So you can see it's right there. This is a carbon fiber 3K version. It's still pretty thin, even with the AirTag on there. So using either the AirTag money clap or the cash strap, this is the cash strap version. You can use the Find My network to find your wallet, and I'll show a little bit of that right here as the overlay plays through. There's also an enhanced version with a carbon fiber cap to cover the white AirTag if you prefer a more sophisticated look like the one I just showed you. And you'll get 10 bonus entries as well as 10% off using our link ridge.com/MMA nuts.
Yes, and just keep in mind that it holds up to 12 cards plus has room for cash. That's there's over 30 colors and styles, including carbon fiber, as Matt mentioned, and burnt titanium. That's my favorite. The wallets have over 80,000 five-star reviews. The durable material means each wallet comes with a lifetime warranty. The Ridge team is so confident that you'll like it, they'll let you test drive it for 99 days. You can send it back for a full refund if you don't love it.
That's right. If you've ever been considering getting a Ridge, now is the best time. And you can save 10% off with code MMA Nuts at ridge.com/MMA Nuts.
Back to the show.
Yes. That's what they say. What else is happening?
Well, in a not so bit of good news, you knew I was going to bring this up if you didn't already. Jason Mayhem Miller arrested.
I was going to say it, but I'm like, you know what's funny is I deleted it knowing you were going to bring it up.
Of course. I'm like, ooh, there's some dirt. Arrested for allegedly choking a man at West Hollywood nightclub on August 29th. Apparently, according to reports, some fan approached him, say hello to him, Quickly, this turned into a verbal altercation, allegedly, and Miller allegedly put the victim in a chokehold, and security had to intervene and break him up. I guess cops were called and all that stuff. You know, may not be going well for him. He's been in some legal trouble off and on for quite some time.
Yeah, I believe he's got a beggar's dozen worth of arrests on his record, at least.
I just remember that interview on HBO. You're like, dude, there's something really wrong with that guy.
Oh, that was scary. Like, the guy interviewing him was feared for his life.
Yes.
He kept him at his house, I think, all fucking day. I think he wouldn't let them leave. Yeah. That's insane. Well, man, CTE is a hell of a drug. I hope he gets better. You can see where this one's going. And it ain't good. Mm. It ain't good. Last week I was talking about there was a face-off where one fighter pepper sprayed the other. I found it.
You did. And,
here we go. So this is the first. I've never seen this happen before. Guy gets pushed, and there goes a shot of pepper spray.
Jesus.
Which is interesting because all these other people didn't get hit, so that must have been a gel-based one and not a spray-based one, because apparently those don't get as much aerosol effect from it. But then I guess later on this guy also knifed the other guy. So the guy that did the pepper spraying at some other, I don't know if it was later that same day or the next day, the other guy came up and pushed him again, pulls out a knife and had some kind of like a spike on the top of it, and he fucking hit the guy in the head, gashed him in the head and caused him to bleed. So I don't know what's going on with that. But there's that.
Sounds so crazy.
Yeah, there's another thing. It's not even Russia. That's
over
here.
Over the line, man.
Over it's over the line. Top or over the line. What is it? Market of zero?
Market of zero. It's over the line. Market of zero. That's so funny.
Yeah, that's stuff. What it is.
What else do I have? Well, we were talking about legs earlier. I meant to bring this up, but I'll just do it now. Dylan Reichman, fighting at Combate Global over the weekend. Here's a video. If you're squeamish, I would recommend you do not.
Here we go. This is where I'm going to blur it, but you'll get the gist of it.
I can I share sound? I probably can. I'll make it
because they love to do stuff to our videos.
So here he is, right? So everything's looking fine. Things are good. So they'll do a little grappling. He gets thrown, and then, the leg snaps right there.
And a compound fracture.
Yeah, not good. Pretty bad. I don't think we need to see it again, but pretty nasty. I haven't seen anything like that before.
Yeah, I haven't seen a compound fracture.
Femur. That's MMA. The femur. No. Nope.
It's all good.
We're not allowed to show that?
I don't even want to say what they do to our video because I think everything gets transcribed, but usually bad things happen. Mm-hmm. And then they don't tell you what you need to change in your 50-minute video. It's like, there's something wrong with your video. Figure it out, dickhead. Yeah. Like, thanks. I just have to cut random sections of funny shit out because stuff. Anyway, let me cleanse the palate.
Do it.
Apparently Derek Lewis and Nick Diaz are training together.
What?
Yeah, check that out.
They don't look that much different in size.
No. And then I think I have another picture of Nick. Yep, hang on.
Is he more swole nowadays?
He's in way better shape than he has been in a long time.
Oh, look at him. Nice. Looking good. Yeah.
Because he had some kind of injury when he came back and did that Lawler fight and got beat, which he thought he deserved. I'm like, yeah, he didn't deserve that, but I feel like he needed the money and he had to take that fight just to come back.
Mm-hmm.
And then while we're talking about him, just one other follow-up. So apparently there's some kind of weed boxing championship happening that require fighters to smoke a bong or a joint beforehand.
That's a big one.
That's huge. It's going to happen in Thailand, promoted by Mike Tyson. We'll see what happens. That's insane. I think that's a little too much.
It's probably, yeah.
Is that over the line?
Over the line, man.
I think you got to mark that as a zero. Over the line. He's 2 for 2. What else is happening out there?
There's these rumors about Brock Lesnar coming back for UFC 300. Mm-hmm. And I was, excited.
I like these rumors.
Back in, I think that's going to happen in April or March, potentially. That's when that card's scheduled. Also, Ronda Rousey, potentially. But Dana White recently commented on that. And he's like, I think Brock's done. I don't think he ever comes back. Shit. Nope. Not going to happen. I wanted to ask your opinion on this. Do you think that this is Dana being coy or is Dana being real?
He's being coy because there's two potential fights. There's Brock coming back and there's Ronda coming back.
Right.
Brock coming back is way more feasible than Ronda coming back. Ronda, I think, is the fucking head case. And even Dana said she is done. She did MMA. She did fucking wrestling. Now she just wants to be a mommy and be done. She made her money.
Yeah,
maybe we should talk to Comprito and see. You've been training anybody recently?
I was wondering. Yeah,
just curious. He would never give us the goods because if that gets leaked, that's a problem for him.
No, he would never say anything. I do know that the one thing he said about Brock, he goes, that motherfucker is strong. Like scary strong.
Huh? Yeah, then he wasn't he always saying like he had to mind your P's and Q's with him because you gotta be super ready to grapple with him because of his strength.
Yeah,
yes, you have technique up your ass, but man, you gotta be aware. And then didn't he say something like that about Curtis Blades being
Blades would throw him around like it was nothing. And Caprio's not a little guy.
He's 235.
Yep. So
yeah, and we would grapple with him and he would just fucking manhandle us. Because with him, it's like the skill and then his limbs were so long. I'm like, I can't even grab anything. What the fuck? What am I doing here as a fucking white belt back in the day?
Yep. And he would sucker you into shit just to catch you in something. You're like,
well, he's just playing a black belt versus low level. You're like, fuck, man.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I haven't talked to him in quite a while. So I'm sure he's still coaching, I'm sure.
Yeah. I'm curious if he's still, did they move out of the shopping mall over there?
I don't know.
He's still in there.
It's good question. Where are they now? Segments, right? Yeah,
we'll have to look that up for next show. Uh-huh. A little report. Maybe we can phone a friend or something.
Yeah,
dial them in. I saw Bloody Elbow posted this. And they were saying Kurt Angle was claiming that the UFC offered him $500,000 back in 2009 to be on Tough against Kimbo Slice.
Whoa!
Do you believe that?
No.
Yeah, it's very hard to believe. I don't.
No chance.
But I think it. I think at the beginning, I don't think that Dana really liked Kimbo Slice. I think he was opposed to him, mm-hmm. and then he fucking grew on him.
I think you're right.
But yeah, I don't believe that. I don't. Well, why would you want to bring Kurt Angle in at that point?
He's just trying to get some headlines. Is he about to publish a book? Is he trying to get in the news?
Probably.
This kind of shit.
There's probably something coming out, right?
Something's happening.
Yeah. And then as we were talking about older jiu-jitsu guys, I don't know if you saw this, another Bloody Elbow post as I share it. So Gabriel Gonzaga just won gold at the IBJJF Masters World Championships at age 44.
Is that him with the epic beard?
Yeah. A nice graying epic beard. I don't know if I can zoom in. Can't zoom in on this, but you can get the gist. Good for him. Who else won? I think Mighty Mouse won some kind of thing too.
Oh, really?
Yep. A little jiu-jitsu match.
Nice.
What else has happened on before shit goes off the rails? Because my next thing is going to go off the rails.
That's okay. I have a question.
Yes?
I won't share sound, but what do you call this move? Watch this. What
the fuck? Oh, is that the kid that Mark Hunt hit?
Yeah.
That's sucking the gut.
He's sucking the gut to prevent the belly
yeah
from being hit. Pretty
he
solid.
Just hit the fat. He didn't hit the muscle.
Nope.
He's safe.
Does that still hurt? Or does it not hurt?
Kind of hurts. I just punched myself. I don't like it. Because I think your skin's going to stretch and then grab the muscle and pull it with it. So it's not going to be sense. Pleasant.
Yeah.
So here's the fun one. So Paige Van Zandt claims she has made more money on OnlyFans in one day than her entire fighting career combined. Now, wow. I will just say she has officially jumped the shark and she's sticking things in her casino or whatever you want to call that hole. She's doing full, yeah. There's porn action, her and her boyfriend, things are going in. I'm just saying she's going for it now.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I always wondered, like, when is she going to go full bore? She's gone full bore. And what's if happening? You're making that kind of bank, who am I to say no, right?
Who cares, right?
More in one day than your entire fighting career. Like, how much did she make fight? Because she was getting paid well, even though she didn't have the skill, because they were paying her based on looks. Mm-hmm. Kind of like that Sage Northcutt, where they were doing that with him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I buy that.
I mean, venture to say she's making at least $1 million in her fighting career, if not more.
I think she easily could do that. Yeah, well, it's
probably $2 million.
Porn, I think, takes up like a third or almost like 40% of all internet traffic. So it's like, makes sense. She's a big star in certain circles, and I think there's a lot of weirdo perverts out there who would like to see her cooter, you know. It's like, yeah. I don't think and more just like, but this
yeah,
OnlyFans
that
thing is crazy
that yeah. She was charging for, or it was, I think, $5,000 for used underwear, and she's probably sending people right. private videos. And in OnlyFans even posted something where I think their CEO just gave himself like a $200 to $300 million bonus because they've done so well. Mm-hmm. And I think they're in the billions of dollars in profit, if I remember correctly, but they're doing well. And you know, here's a woman who built herself up in the UFC and mm-hmm. did that Dancing with the Stars, built a ton of fans in the process, and now she's making bank and not, she doesn't have to do the bare knuckle fighting anymore. That was the thing that worried me the most. Like, why damage your face? Like, you're doing the sport that's going to fuck you up the most. Don't do that.
Yeah.
So.
Doesn't make sense, right?
No, not at all.
It does not make sense.
I'd say good for her. And maybe this next guy needs to do this too, because he's showing off. He's pretty limber.
Road Warriors in the UFC. But I got to stay loose. I got to stay ready. And that's what life is all about. That's the way it
rolls. He's pretty limber, man. Bruce Buffer showing you how limber he is. Why is wow. he showing off how limber he is? I don't think he's like 60. I don't know.
I think that guy is like ultra weirdo. Seriously.
He's really into himself.
Ultra weirdo. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I couldn't even make it through his book. I think I bought his book, read about 3 pages, and said, all right, we're done.
I am so awesome. I'm so yeah. awesome. Awesome.
Everything, it's not everything is awesome. I am so awesome. I am yeah. the most awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Over the line, Bruce.
Over the line, man.
What else is going on?
I don't know if we saw this last week. I meant to show this last week. I don't know if this is you. I can't remember if you played it or not. This arm boxing thing. Did we see this? Like,
go ahead and play it. Is this X arm or a different one?
But anyways,
we've seen some.
There's
of these.
Saran wrap. There's a Saran wrap together. They're strapped in. This is just a really ridiculous
this
fight
is stupid
here.
Stupid as shit.
But one guy has the obvious reach advantage, right?
Yeah, and he's gonna like, win all day.
He's blowing them up, and they're freaking tied together.
The other guy can't reach him.
So, I was wondering what you thought. Is this stupider than slap fighting, or is it more genius?
Well, why the table in the middle? Why not just tie a hand together and just go? Because then the guy with the smaller reach at least has a chance.
Yeah, well, I think the table is to keep them from falling over, right? Because they're strapped in with those weird weight belts, so they can't fall, they can't wrestle and fall over, right? So
yeah,
they stay upright.
It's fucking retarded. Totally. That's what it is. They're just trying to find, like, what's the gimmick, right? What's the gimmick? Right. And slap fighting is stupid as shit, too.
It is.
I mean, the only slap fighting is a slap ass league. That's the only one I can get behind.
I like the slap ass.
Literally league. And figuratively.
Big fan. Big fan.
Mm-hmm. Do a little KO of the week.
Let's see.
I got tree here. Let's see. I think I can play volume, and if not, I'll mute it out.
Oh,
but does that look real or like a movie? No,
I couldn't tell. It looked like he didn't even hit him. So,
oh, I heard this. You could hear the slap. Mm-hmm. Maybe that was just the digital effect.
Some guys like clapping pieces. Yeah,
he's got the clapper for like 10 seconds left.
Yeah,
and another. Oh, that's spinning wheel kicks to stop. Oh my god, that was so loud.
It was really loud. It was a nice KO. Boom.
Yep.
Ouch. Jesus.
I still can't hear. That was two.
That was bad.
Yep. And then the last one. Oh.
Oh, jeez.
It took like four. Oh, man. Those are the worst. When you've been knocked out, but you're still standing, and then you get to take another three for good measure.
Yep.
Ugh, brutal.
Really bad.
What else is happening?
I think that's it for me. What else do you got?
Okay. Like a handful. Let's do some classic MMA photos.
Okay.
Let's see if you remember this one. The little Brian Ebersole hair.
Oh, yeah. The Harrow. Yep.
Yeah. I saw that one. And then I had a. Seeing that made me spark this memory of. Let me close this
Speedos.
Window. You're damn right.
I knew it's coming.
Dennis Hall and Dennis Ballman with his training mask. Man. Speedo.
He got in so much trouble for that.
Yeah, he almost got caught from the UFC.
Yeah.
And then
hanging out.
Cleanse the palate.
Hey, now.
You and a young J-check.
Big fan.
Hanging out on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do a little tweet of the week. This one's been making the rounds here. This is Shooter McGavin posting. It's like, I found Happy Gilmore as mini-me.
All right, so you're going to tie it with a tap in?
No, he's not. Oh, my God.
Fuck? Hey.
I can respect it.
Epic.
And then we saw this one floating around. Our friend sent this to us. A little aggressive, but it's college football season, so anything goes. So
yeah,
there's that.
I like those.
Well, ask the nuts. So brawl breaks out in a bar. Your birthday month has your back. Are you good? I think you are.
I think you might be gooder than I am, though.
Probably.
Yeah.
But I was looking at, so you got February, so you got Adesanya. I have October. I've got Nate Diaz. But if you were going to take your, who would be your top three? Like, who you picking first, second, and third?
I got to go with John Jones as first, probably. Yep. I mean, he's not only first. He's lethal in the cage, but he's also lethal in the streets, baby.
Goddamn right. I want someone who's going to knock fools out left and fucking right. And be intimidating as fuck. Bigger is better.
I mean, I'm going to go with Nate probably as a second.
Okay.
And then the last one is a tough one because, you know, you want to pick maybe Habib, but he's tiny. So I don't think I like those, my chances there. Maybe Joe Rogan. He's tiny too, but he's crazy. I'll take him.
Yeah. I'm gonna go Shamayev third. He's at March because he's been juicing up. He's pretty jacked.
Crazy picture.
He's got wrestling and big. And then Nate. third, because what Nate's going to give you is cardio, and he's not getting knocked out.
No.
And he probably is rolling deep, you know. So you're probably safe there. Right into Canalej. What do you got for Canalej?
Well, I was going to ask you a question. The rage on the internet is this game called Starfield that just came out. Are you playing that game?
No, what's this about? Do I need to look into this?
It's like a space exploration RPG. I think it's free on the Xbox, or there's minimal cost because it's part of Game Pass or something. But
I think I read an article that someone just flew to Pluto and it took them like 7 hours because they didn't fast travel. Like, what the fuck? Why would you do this?
Because people are weird. Yeah, but it's made by Bethesda, you know, infamous studio. So just curious, thought maybe you were playing it or not. But
no, I'm not really playing any games. I went back to whatever that weirdo golf game was just to try that. I haven't played that in a while, where it had like almost cartoon characters.
Oh yeah.
All whatever Star that golf? One was no. Something like that.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about. Yeah,
that was a fun game.
Yep.
Ridiculous.
But yeah, I haven't been playing. I did put Call of Duty back on and played a couple rounds just to see. I'm like, well, I'm still finishing first on my team, so that's usually a good sign when you can jump back in. And I haven't played it in fucking X amount of months. I only played like 2 or 3 games, so yeah. I may start playing that again. I need to play something. I haven't been playing anything, so let's see what I got for Canalej. You know how to negotiate a higher salary? Fucking head kick someone.
Perfect.
It's on a wiki how.
I love it. It's perfect. I feel like this is a move out of your playbook.
It's true. And then I can give you a little moment of zen here. Nice. I never understood this.
I don't know. Not me neither.
Got two more things. Saw someone posted this. There's some weird sinks somewhere around the world.
Oh, nice. What the?
I don't know what country this is, but
it's really weird. Must be in like a casino
Asian,
or something.
Yes.
Strange.
Gold. Very thin.
Does that one have like a band-aid on it or something?
Yes.
It's like really weird.
Someone's shooting heroin in their casino. Yeah, and then we'll close it out with this one. Oh, we'll try a little volume.
I'm ready.
It says perfect glove for about 2 holes.
Ah.
Over the line, Ingo.
I got you now.
Yeah, mark that as 0.
Mark that as 0. Cut it.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.